He initiated, I and Professor Tanglang of National Open University, actually, we wanted to carry out research to know the extent of computer literacy of these candidates at lower level, and what are the gadgets they are using, the digital instrument that is available at their disposal in their various remote schools. Forget about the urban schools, the state capitals, the federal capital, forget about that. But the really remote schools. And we are looking at how we can initiate that. And affect the performance of the students, you know, and compare the same result with the result obtained previously when they were not using the computer. And when we delve into that, we realized that we made little contact, and we realized that the outcome of the result, it was far better than in the remote areas than now that they are using CBT. And also that has extensively or seriously affected the number of entrances of these students graduating from secondary school to higher institution, because they do not get the required point or the point required for them to enter into higher institutions. Another challenge is that we just adopted the e-assessment process without necessarily building the foundation. We did not take time to create or to teach the potential users. We did not expose them to the digital instrument that will be administered for this e-assessment. We did not do that. Then we just venture into it. Now, I am also trying to look at what are the advantages of this e-assessment. Of course, to a system that works, where the candidates, you know, have the knowledge of all the computers and whatever digitals that will be used for the e-assessment, it is a welcome idea. But when candidates who do not have knowledge of how to use these instruments are exposed or are being assessed, the advantages are the disadvantages overwhelm the advantages. For example, sometimes in an exam hall, the candidates may mistakenly, you know, press a button, because the system, usually the software being used is a lockdown system. It's lockdown software. So by erroneously touching a button, the whole thing goes off. Or sometimes the candidate are complaining that their system just submitted their exams while they were halfway into answering some questions. Now, these are also challenges. And then what about the people that assess, we who set the questions? We are not too familiar with the software that is being administered. It is quite unfortunate that we are facing such challenges, and we want to meet up with the global trend. However, the kind of gap that exists between the developed countries and the underdeveloped countries or the developing countries is so large that we will not be able to, at this speed, it will be very difficult for us to meet up with the developed countries. Now, I was involved in, I teach chemistry actually, and my area of specialization is organic chemistry, and I have two courses that always, you know, give me serious challenge whenever I want to set questions, because these courses has to do with structures, these courses has to do with chemical synthesis, And at the end of the day, for me to even, you know, complete the cycle of question using the available software like the ChemDraw and what have you, so that the student, before the student should answer the question, it takes a lot of time for me to finish it up. So you find out that I will be forced to look at just questions that may not involve structures. And to me, sometimes it is substandard. Students at higher level, at final year, they are supposed to, you know what structures are. They are supposed to know a little bit knowledge of chemical synthesis. But the system does not allow. The software is not convenient, especially for e-assessment in science courses. So these are basically some of the challenges which I want to leave that we left aside.